Now that the state has an agreement to increase testing for COVID-19, Maine Governor Janet Mills has made some changes to her plan to allow Maine businesses to reopen. Her revised plan will allow restaurants and retail stores to reopen with new safety restrictions, but it will only apply to mostly rural areas of the state. Steve Missler has details.
The governor's updated plan will allow dine-in service at restaurants to begin May 18th and retail stores to reopen on Monday, but only in 12 of Maine's 16 counties. She's calling it her rural reopening plan.
That is aimed at reopening certain additional businesses in more rural parts of our state over the next several weeks.
The governor says the revamped plan is designed to allow more economic activity in counties where COVID-19 is believed to be less prevalent than it is in Cumberland, York, Androscoggin, and Penobscot counties, where confirmed cases are higher and where the virus has spread via community transmission. Retail stores in the other 12 counties can reopen as long as they limit the number of customers based on a 6-tier sliding scale of a store's square footage. For example, a retail store with at least 7,500 square feet can have 5 customers at a time beginning Monday. Stores between 12,000 and 18,000 square feet can have 35 customers at a time, and they must be at least 6 feet apart while standing in line at checkout. Restaurants in those same counties will be allowed to open May 18th, provided staff take certain precautions, such as wearing face masks, frequently washing hands, and replacing paper menus with laminated ones that can be cleaned after each use.
And to space out occupied tables at least 6 feet apart. This isn't going to be easy.
Mills said the changes were prompted by discussions with business owners and trade associations, as well as an agreement her administration announced Thursday that could triple the state's testing capacity for COVID-19. Public health officials believe that new capacity will allow them to better track and contain the outbreak, identify clusters should any emerge, and effectively replace statewide restrictions with plans targeted to specific regions.
If we find those clusters and they are significant and they increase our positivity rate to levels that we see like Boston or New York or Chicago, that will give us pause.
Maine CDC Director Dr. Nirav Shah says the increased testing could yield more confirmed cases, even in the counties that are currently showing very few. If that happens and clusters or community transmission are identified, then Shaw says the loosening of business restrictions set to begin Monday could be reversed.
We go into this expanded testing capacity eyes wide open. We know that when we look for things, we may find them, but we also know that we've got a plan in place for if or when we detect those new cases.
Several of the rural counties share borders with 4 counties with community transmission and higher case counts. The governor says there's no restriction on travel between counties, but people should continue to use caution and stay home when possible.
Just because a store is open or a restaurant 10 miles down the road is open doesn't mean you have to go there.
The governor says the same applies to business owners nervous about reopening. They shouldn't do it if they don't think they can do it safely. As for retailers and restaurants in Maine's 4 more densely populated counties, they'll likely have to wait to open until at least June 1st. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.